queen, a woman in comedy at that time who put on the only show on TV that even resembled my life at all. She was my hero for so long. So I love reading a book before she becomes the devil. Yeah.
And let's also not forget she was funny.
Yeah, she was so funny.
That show was by far in that era the best show on television by a mile.
Yeah, and I went back and watched some of it, and it actually like moves pretty beautifully and has some beautiful acting moments in it that I didn't even realize.
Mm-hmm. But the level of paranoia also during the show, where I guess he was just working for himself, and it's like, yes, Roseanne. I don't mean that everyone's a schema in the court. I mean, she was obsessed with that. Obviously, they paired her with someone she didn't like. But she needed an enemy in every situation order to make it through any situation.
Yes.
This woman, I don't know how she ever slept. She was just in a constant state of conflict.
Chewing through cement every moment of her day. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Actually, let's read this. So pretty early on in the book, she's talking about getting her show, Roseanne. And this actually ties in with like Margaret Cho's episode where it's like you get your own show based off of your stand-up act. You're a person we have never put on television. And they immediately assign you this white dude who writes it all for you and is like, you obviously like can't do your own show. So her person is Matt Williams. And she writes, Matt, in rapid succession, turned my show into the little boy's story told from the child's point of view. And then the dad's witness, quote, Home Improvement, which he likewise created. So this man had created Home Improvement, took Roseanne's story, and then wrote it from her son's point of view as a multicam. He could not get it into his head that a woman was the main character and that she was not passive. He couldn't understand that the female character could drive scenes, that the family functioned because of her, not in spite of her. I gave him books on feminist theory, talked into tape recorders for hours, lectured him on motherhood and matriarchy for hours and hours, but he never caught on. After Matt's second draft blew chunks, I rewrote every scene, taking stuff from my act, wrote the sister's part, punched up the daughter's part. Once again, in a pivotal scene, Matt wanted the son to be driving force. He didn't get that I wanted a totally female-driven show. Where did that Roseanne go? That's revolutionary in that year.
Truly revolutionary. Like, I don't think in that time, especially because the 80s seemed to be very regressive in that way.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have to be honest with you, there are moments when I read this when I thought to myself, would it have been enough for me just to be a TV star and go along with all the bullshit? Mm.
What did you answer for yourself? Were you like, could I do it?
I think now in this moment I could. But
now in this moment when the world's on fire, you're like, fuck it.
Fuck it. But I will say, if I were her age and I had never worked professionally before, really on camera, I don't think I would have done it.
Mm.
I don't think I would have had the guts at that moment to say, absolutely fucking not. You're all psychotic. I don't care how long you've been here. That's not what I'm doing. Period. The end.
Yes.
I might have had small battles, but I wouldn't have been punching through doors every single day with the veracity that she did. And by the way, she was right to do it, frankly.
Okay, but I do want to just, this is going to sound very strange, but I just want to remind everyone that the Golden Girls came before Roseanne.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
And Maude came before Roseanne. What really was revolutionary about Roseanne was the way that she depicted working class life and a woman that was at the center of that family. And also, Roseanne was Roseanne. She was the show. There's no question about it. But she is also a narcissist on an order that is, I mean, she's like a Roman emperor. She's just on a level, and it is unbelievably fascinating to watch. And so I'm not taking anything away from her as a feminist.
Yeah.
But it was not the first female driven sitcom.
Yes.
This guy may have been the wrong guy that they hired. And I absolutely believe what she says about, oh, it'll be about the child and you'll be the mother. But there's also the part where Roseanne had never acted for a minute. And she famously was a terrible actress and then sort of started to create, in the way that Seinfeld did, create her own character and brand where everyone just loved Roseanne and what she was doing in those moments and got better and better as she did it.
Yeah.
But that would not be Roseanne's experience of what happened on the show.
No, for sure. And I do want to note Designing Women, Kate and Allie, Mama's House, Facts of Life. There were so many shows that women were the lead of. That's not what is revolutionary to me. What's revolutionary is that she was also the creative lead. It was based on her life. She was the engine for it, and it was working class. But what I think, especially about Roseanne, is that she was the first woman in a curvy body to really lead a show. You know, she's in a